Book of Genesis tonight, Genesis chapter 5, and we'll look at the second half of the message, at how to walk with God. Genesis chapter 5, beginning in verse 18, and Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Let's pray. Father, work on our hearts tonight to see the need to walk with you, to see that that was your desire and your plan for us, that we might walk close to our God, that we might have fellowship with you each and every day. Help us to see these things and to understand. For those who may be here and are not where they ought to be in fellowship with you, may they be challenged to walk with you. And for those who may be here and are not sure they're saved, by all means, Father, we pray that you would help them to get it settled tonight. Thank you again for great blessings, great mercy, great love. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the last time, Sunday morning, a week ago, we said that God is a personal God and he is capable of walking with us. God can do anything. He's all-powerful. We looked at the reasons that the Bible gives us that our God is a personal God. And we realized that from the Scripture that if we are going to walk with this personal God who loves us, cares for us, has provided a way of escape from our sin through the shedding of his own blood, our Lord Jesus Christ there upon the cross, his death, his burial, his resurrection, he provided a way for us to escape our sin. God loves us. He wants to walk with us. But if he's going to walk with us and manifest himself to us, as it says in John 14, verse 21, then we must walk in his law. We must try to live according to his word and try to do right. It's taught over and over in the Bible. We looked at many verses, but we didn't look at the host of them. We looked at only a few. There are a great number of verses that teach it. If we want the blessings of God and we want our God to walk with us, we must walk according to his word. We must walk his way. And, of course, the Bible tells us over and over, it talks about this thing of doing right and keeping the commandments and living the way that we ought to live in order that our God might fellowship with us. He saved us because we fall short of his commandments, but we should try to live as best we can in pleasing to him. And when we fail, we should be quick to confess it, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, and walk with our God in obedience to his word. God is not going to walk with you if you are walking contrary to his word. Period. Just not going to happen. James 4:4, we become the enemy of God if we think we can live and dabble in the world and do the things that God said we ought not to do. We become the enemy of God as a believer in Jesus Christ. Sad, but true in many cases. We can't walk with God if he won't walk with us. That makes common sense, doesn't it? And he's not going to walk with us. He said he wouldn't if we don't walk according to his word. We must walk his way. Amos 3:3. How can two walk together except they be agreed? Can two walk together? It's a question, except they be agreed. The answer is, no, they can't. So how do we walk with God? We already saw that we must walk according to his word. He is not going to bless us if we walk contrary to His Word. So we need to be very careful about sin in our life and keeping things checked. And when we're on that internet, we need to be careful where we go there and what we do. When we're reading things, when we're watching television, we need to be careful that we don't allow things into our minds that would detour God's blessing and God's walking with us as a believer. He won't walk with us if we walk contrary to His Word. So what else do we need to walk with God? Well, first of all, we need to let the Lord be our shepherd. We need to let the Lord be our shepherd. Don't be a stray sheep running around on your own way and wanting to do your own thing, but let the Lord be your shepherd. Look at Psalm 23. It's a powerful psalm. A lot of messages can be preached from this psalm, and they won't even be saying the same thing. It'll be different messages, different angles, a lot of things that we could say about this psalm. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake." You can't read those first three verses without seeing that it's about Him. It's about Jesus. If you want to walk with God, you've got to make your life about Jesus. You got to let Him be your shepherd. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Hear the fearing of no evil, because He is with us. "Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me." His correction, His direction. The rod and the staff were used for many things. They were used to keep the sheep in line. They were used to just get rid of prey that would come in on the sheep. And there were a lot of things that was used for. But it was there from the Lord, the shepherd. And the shepherd is going to help us. We don't have to fear when we walk with the Lord. "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over." He takes care of us, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. If you want to walk with God, let the Lord be your shepherd. Look what he said. That's a determination to do right and to follow the Lord. That's my determination that I'm going to have, is to do right and follow the Lord, my shepherd. If you want to walk with God, you better have that attitude, and it better be your heart cry and your desire. Look in Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." That's where we get into trouble. We're burdened down, we're heavy laden, and we don't take the time to come unto Him. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." John chapter 15 and verse 5 that Jacob mentioned this morning. "Without me, you can do nothing." You have to let the Lord be your shepherd if you want to walk with God. If you don't, you won't be walking with God. Enoch walked with God. Do you know what the name Enoch means? It means dedicated. Dedicated. So that's what you have to be, is dedicated to follow the Lord. Determined that He will lead my life. Look in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 5. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 5 in this great faith chapter. Some call it the Hall of Faith. James chapter 11 verse 5. "By faith Enoch, was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. And now the Bible tells us why this happened. It says, for before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Pleased God. You're not going to walk with God if you don't have this determination to please the Lord, to follow Him, to yield to Him each day of your life. We know also from the book of Jude, chapter 1. It's only one chapter, but Jude 1. And look at verse 14. It says, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. This man was concerned about ungodliness. He was a man of the Word. He prophesied of these, of the second coming of Jesus Christ. He's a picture of the rapture that takes place 7 years before. And then the flood came back there. It's a type in the Bible of the Enoch is a type of the rapture and being translated and taking out. And then the second coming of the Lord takes place 7 years later. The Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints and to execute judgment among all and to convince all that are ungodly. And so we notice that he was a preacher of righteousness. He was a man of the Word. He knew the Word of God. He made the Lord his shepherd. He did what was pleasing in the eyes of the Lord. And then let's look in the book of Exodus, chapter 33. Do you remember when Moses was called of God to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt and into the promised land? Here's what he said, and it ought to be our plea as well. In Exodus chapter 33, verses 14 and 15. And he said, my presence... Well, let's jump up to verse 12. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Now look what Moses says here. He says, and he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. Is that our prayer? Is that our prayer when we start our day? Lord, if you won't go with me today, then just take me out. Don't let me live. If you're not going to go with me, if your presence isn't going to be real in my life today, then I have no need to live. Without me, you can do nothing. Oh, it ought to be our cry that the Lord would be our shepherd, that he would manifest himself to us and be real in his leadership in our life each and every day. John 14, verse 21. We should let the Lord be our shepherd. That should be. We're going to see some other verses here as we go on about this and the fact that it ought to be our heart cry, that the Lord would lead me today. How many of us as Christians, we start out our day and that's never a thought, that the Lord's presence would be real to me all day today, and that I would follow His leadership. Let the Lord be your shepherd. The shepherd led the sheep. And the sheep, all they had to do was follow. And Jesus said in John chapter 10, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Trouble with many of us is that we don't walk with God because we don't seek the Savior to walk with Him. Very simple. Second thing, if we're going to walk with God, we're looking at tonight, is we must have a secret place. Go over to Psalm 91. Psalm 91 and verses 1 and 2. Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. You see, we need a secret place. We need to start our day in a secret place. Joshua 1:8. Notice Joshua 1:8 tells us that we'll make our way successful and prosperous if we'll meditate in the Word of God day and night. Day and night to meditate in the Word of God. To have this secret place where we get alone. He's called the bright and morning star in Revelation 22:16. So it's good to start your day with the Lord. Dr. B.R. Lakin used to say, he said, you know, I'm not like some of these guys that spend a lot of hours in prayer, but he said, I'll tell you what I do. He said, I march up to the throne of grace, and he said, I talk to the Lord, and I get my marching orders for that day. Just walk up there and talk to the Lord and get my marching orders. Going to follow the Lord. Going to have that place where you get alone with God. Look in 1 Chronicles chapter 23. 1 Chronicles 23 and verse 30. Here it says, and to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord. And notice what it goes on to say. And likewise at even. Sometimes we forget that. To stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at even. And then Luke chapter 18 and verse 7. Luke chapter 18 and verse 7. Here Jesus was teaching about prayer. And he said, and God shall, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them, day and night. Notice what he said in verse 1. He said, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. We ought to always be in the attitude of prayer. I mean, doesn't it make sense that if you're walking with the Lord, that if your attitude is that you're starting your day with the Lord and you're going to walk with Him that day, that you would be talking to Him throughout the day? Or are you just going to walk with Him and ignore Him? He's not there. It makes sense. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Because He's walking with us, we ought to be aware of His presence and be talking to Him throughout the day. Even while we're working, we can breathe a prayer under our breath. Thank You, Lord, for being here with me. Thank You for helping me. Thank You for all Your goodness and blessings. You're so wonderful. We would keep our focus upon the Lord, our days would go a lot better. We're going to see that as we move on tonight. Psalm 143 and verse 8. Here's a good psalm. Psalm 143 and verse 8. It says, cause me to hear Thy loving kindness in the morning, for in Thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way in wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto Thee. I lift up my soul unto Thee. R.A. Torrey, I believe it was R.A. Torrey that said, pardon me, I got this cough and I'm having trouble getting rid of. I wish I could get rid of it, and I will eventually. But R.A. Torrey, he said, the Bible says that Jesus is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. So doesn't it make sense, he said, to start your day with the Lord and to end your day with the Lord if He's the beginning and the ending? You need to... He's the everything. We need to realize that. Not just a secret... Get in our secret place in the morning and then that's it. And we forget it today. Get back in there in the evening and finish out your day and your secret place, where that might be. Maybe it's a closet, maybe it's the kitchen chair, maybe it's the living room sofa, maybe it's in the bedroom down by the bed, maybe wherever your secret place is, use it. get there with the Lord. Psalm 130. Look at 130 in verse 6. Psalm 130, verse 6. This one says, "My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning." I say, more than they that watch for the morning. My soul waiteth for the Lord. And then Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2 is another good one. Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2. "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night." You can't read this Bible without seeing that you ought to have a devotion time in the morning and in the evening. Start your day, end your day with the Lord. And then here's another good verse, Psalm 63. Psalm 63, verses 1 and 2. 63, 1 and 2. "God, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary." Our souls thirsting for the Lord. Do we start our devotion with that attitude? That I'm seeking the Lord to speak to my heart, and that throughout this day, He's going to walk with me. Am I conscious of that? Am I conscious that I want the Lord to walk with me each and every day of my life? We don't find pick and choose in the Bible. We find it's every day. Psalm chapter 5. Chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. Psalm chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity." Reaffirming what we said before about we must walk according to His word, and He will hear our voice. "I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up in the morning." The reason why we get so discouraged, because we don't look up. We look down. We look at everything around us. We look at, "Oh man, what do I have to face today? Oh boy, I dread this day." Well, if you would get the Lord to walk with you, you wouldn't dread it as bad. You'd find out that you might enjoy seeing Him work through what you thought would be a discouraging and despairing day. To walk with the Lord. He tells us in the book of Psalm 55. Here's another good one. Psalm 55 and verse 17. 55, 17. "Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and He shall hear my voice. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and He shall hear my voice." To walk with the Lord every day. What do we do in that secret place? Well, we should read our Bible. We should have something there to take notes. You say, "Pastor, you know, you preach a lot of messages, and 38 years here at Calvary, you preached a lot of messages. Where do you get those messages?" Well, sometimes I hear other preachers preach, and I'll make a note about something they said, and that will, I'll use it, study it, and it develops into a message I feel God is laying upon my heart. But most of my messages come from my time in that morning and that evening, and I take little notes, and I write down, and that's where I come up with the most of my messages preach. Take some notes. Have prayer. Pray. Praise the Lord. Praise. And thanking Him in your secret place. Even singing songs. Look what the Bible says in Psalm 95 and verse 2. Psalm 95 verse 2. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms or songs. Sing to Him. Psalm 100 and verse 2. Psalm 100 and verse 2. In Psalm 100 verse 2, here's what it says. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before His presence with singing. Come before His presence. Oh, Lord, I'm so discouraged today. Oh, come singing. Come in His presence singing and ask the Lord for help to put the song into your heart and to really give you a song for that day. And just talk to Him about how great and good He is. So, but yeah, I have real problems, Pastor. Well, sure you do. But if you would get on thanking the Lord and praising the Lord and singing to the Lord and reading His Word and taking notes down, your problems will start seeming very small compared to the blessing that you will get from this great God. Well, you can use Bible study books and all of that, but you know, someone said the best help for Bible study is the Bible itself. The best help for Bible study is the Bible itself. That's pretty good. Psalm 84. Now, we're going to look at a little bit. A lot more could be said about that private time in the morning and the evening and what we can do. A lot of things we could develop. And if we work on it, let the Lord lead us, we can make that time, woo, the sweetest times of our life are those times each day when we begin our day with the Lord, we end our day with the Lord, and throughout the day we walk with Him and let Him walk with us. But here's the blessings of walking with the Lord. Psalm 84, verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. Satan likes to get us focused upon our problems instead of focusing upon our Lord and what we have in Him and how great He is. Look in Psalm 16, verse 11. Psalm 16, verse 11. There's so many that we could look at. But Psalm 16, verse 11. Here's a good verse. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. When you start getting really sad and discouraged and defeated and despairing and all of those things, maybe you need to just get in there and walk with the Lord, and you will find fullness of joy at His presence when you let Him walk with you. Jeremiah 6:16, sake of time, I'll just read you these. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Chapter 7, verse 23. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. And of course, we're familiar with Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. That's what walking is staying your mind upon the Lord, because He trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And of course, Philippians 4, verses 6 through 8, be careful for nothing, But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Then he says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. When you keep the focus upon him. That's what we're talking about when walking with God. You keep the focus upon him. You try to live the way he said to live, and your desire, your determination is that you, the Lord would be your shepherd, not just certain times, but all the time. He would be your shepherd every day, and you start your day crying out and with the realization that today I'm going to walk with my God. What a difference it'd make in our lives if we would develop that cry and attitude in our hearts. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 19 says, the Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places. Walk upon the high places. Lift you up. Boy, when you start walking with the Lord, makes a difference in your life. Why, in Daniel chapter 3, verse 25, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, better known by the pagan name, sad to say, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, those three guys found out the blessing of walking with the Lord. It brought them through the fiery furnace. They were willing to walk with the Lord instead of follow the king's commands. And it brought him through the fiery furnace. In chapter 6 and verse 22, Daniel knew the blessing of walking with his God. It shut the lion's mouths and delivered him out of the lion's den. And if you go over to the book of Matthew chapter 14, the great lesson here for us about walking with our Lord. Matthew chapter 14 and verse 25. It says, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is the Spirit, and they cried out. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he was there with them in the ship. And Peter, he went out, walked on the water to go to Jesus. Verse 30, he was afraid, beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. Took his eyes and focus off the Lord. And I think about those disciples and the times they were in the ship. And you remember the time they were in the ship and the storm was raging and Jesus was asleep in the ship. And they said, care us not that we perish. They found out something about walking with the Lord. It stills the storm. Jesus awoke and said, O ye of little faith, and he spoke to the storm and said, peace, be still. There's something about walking with the Lord that brings that peace, be still into your life, and it stills the storms of your life. Life will go a lot better if you learn to walk with the Lord. And of course, Galatians chapter 5 tells us, walk in the Spirit, and we won't fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Walk with the Lord will keep us away from those things. If you're conscious of your day that you're walking with the Lord, you're going to be careful about things that you do. You're going to be careful about things that you say. You're going to be careful about how you live your life. You're going to be extremely watching that you would do nothing that would offend this lovely one who gave himself for you, who is walking with you. You would do nothing to offend him. Yes, we walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And so that's a little bit about walking with God. There's a lot we could look at. But I hope your heart will be challenged. I hope that you will determine to start your day with the Lord and keep him there throughout the day and finish your day with him. And like my dad used to say every night before he'd go to sleep, he'd say, good night, Jesus. And just keep the Lord with you all the day. Be conscious of it. Why do we Sunday morning, Sunday night we think about the Lord, and then Monday we're back to our old thing. We got all this work to do, and we got our job, we got our things to take care of, and we got this to do and that to do, and the Lord's kind of set over to the side. Then comes Wednesday night, and oh, we're back with the Lord again, and then Thursday, wow, we're back to work. And don't live your life like that. Live your life with Jesus every day. What a difference it'll make for you. What a blessing you will find. No good thing will be withheld. That's what he says. But I want to warn you tonight before we close that there is someone else who is wanting and trying his very best to walk with you. And that's the devil. Job 1:7, when the Lord questioned him about what he was doing, he said he was walking up and down the earth, to and fro in the earth. From going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. That's what he said. And the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5:8 and 9, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. And just turn over there and look at verse 9. Look at it there in black and white. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. The devil is walking about as a roaring lion. The adversary of the devil, our enemy, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He wants to walk with you. He wants to get you in 2 Timothy 2:25 and 26 in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. We are children of God. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. You see, the devil wants you to be walking with him each day. The Bible said, no man can serve two masters. Either love the one and hate the other. Mentioned the two masters. The Bible tells us that the devil is the god of this world. So, if I'm not going to start my day with Jesus and be determined that I will walk with him throughout this day and I will finish my day with him, if that isn't my heart set and desire, then there's only one other choice. And that's the devil. So we need to be very careful. I want to finish with one verse, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20. Now in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, we're dealing with the church at Laodicea. And this church at Laodicea had everything going for them. They said there in verse 17, I am rich. Well, they probably wouldn't even have to have a fun drive to buy a van. They could just say, well, let's take the money and go get it. And increased with goods and have need of nothing. Wow! They had everything going their way. But Jesus said to them, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. There's the invitation from the Lord himself for you to walk with him, for me to walk with him every day. Is that the focus of your life? What have you missed out, Christian? Have you been just ignoring the one that you should be walking with every day? That's not your heart cry. You don't start your morning devotion time with a cry out to the Lord that he would be walking with you today and throughout the day. And that he would be your dearest friend. That he would be there throughout the day. That you would not ignore him. that you would keep close to Him, and that you would feel and sense the reality of His presence. He loved you. He gave Himself for you. And He said, and lo, I am with you always. I'm there. I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. I hope you'll be challenged to work on this thing of walking with God each and every day, throughout the day, not just starting, and then, okay, done with my devotions, done with the Lord. No, keep the Lord on your heart all through the day. Talk to Him. Sing songs to Him. Praise His name. What a difference you'll find it'll make in your life as a believer. Now, I know there's places where you can't do that out vocally, but you can do it under your breath. You can do it in your thoughts. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of mine heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my Redeemer and my strength. I hope you'll be challenged to be like Enoch and walk with God. Let's pray. Father, thank you tonight for your word that's so clear, so plain to guide us. But how loose we live our lives. We don't acknowledge your presence in each and every moment of our life. What a difference it'd make when we get into those temper times of our life to realize that you're right there with us. What a difference it would make in the joy that we have to know that I'm facing this day with my Lord. He's here. He's with me. He's walking with me. What a difference. Oh, may our attitudes change. May our hard hearts be softened. May our eyes be opened to see what a great God we have. And as our Lord said, without me, you can do nothing. May we so realize that. And may it make a difference in this church, in our lives, that we would become the church that you want us to be. We would become the individuals that you would want us to be. We would not allow ourselves to walk with the one who wants to destroy us, but the one who loved us and gave himself for us. We thank you. May those who are here not sure they're saved, may they get it settled tonight. Those of us who have been lax about our walk, may we do some real soul searching tonight and determine that from this day forward we will work at walking with our God. We thank you, we love you, and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together. We'll sing an invitation song. Give you an opportunity tonight, if you're not sure that you're saved, to come